We now present a further episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert.
Drinking in the calf, picking winners off the telly, yarning with his mates, all nice and warm. That's what he's up to, I'll be bound. And me stand at home with me bad chest.
Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's cold. I wonder what old ratbag he's up to. He'll have had his little wheeze and his little cough. He's taken the kettle off, pouring it into the teapot. I bet he's sitting down with his cup of tea and reaching out for my bottle of whiskey, if I want an old tea leaf.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week, Steptoe a la carte.
Hold it. Now, you stay there, you great four-legged twit. Now, look, you seize that notice. Parkview House, that is. 30 stories of sheer unadulterated luxury. So whilst I'm in there collecting the junk, don't go doing anything outside to lower the tone. You know full well what I mean. You move one leg and I'll wrap your tail right around the axle. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, this is the sort of area my father just could not operate in. Now, let's see. Well, it's about 10 days since I dropped in my business cards. Yeah, there should be some right Bronzy gear here. Miss Pleasures and Palaces, where's no whole place of home?
You?
Have you, any chance got any old dregs or junk or anything you are throwing out? Anything you wish to dispose of? Best prices paid.
No, we haven't. How did you get in here?
I come for the foyer.
You're not
allowed
in here.
Oh.
These are private apartments. Go away before I call the police.
Why don't you start getting stroppy with me, mate? And you're only the butler. You're only working class, same as me. Just because they dress you up in a bit of an outfit, I don't cut no ice with me. It's a damn coming.
Go away and take your foot out of my doorway.
You know, it's degrading what they've done to you. You're a trying monkey, that's all.
Who is it, Skindle?
Just an itinerant tradesman, your ladyship.
What's it?
Look, Mush, up it before I belt you one.
You lackey, capitalist lackey. You wait till the revolution. You'll be pressing my trousers.
Not today, thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, well, third time lucky. Good morning.
Hello.
Have you got any old rags or scrap metal or any old junk for sale?
Oh, I'm sorry. I do not speak English.
But you just spoke some.
Comment?
Pardon?
I not English.
Oh, I see. You're foreign.
No, French.
Oh, French. Oh, I get it now. Française.
Ah, vous parlez français?
Pardon?
Do you speak French?
I'm afraid not.
Comment?
Pardon?
Madame Fanchot, not in, back 6 o'clock, you say.
Oh, I see. Mrs. Fanchot lives here.
Comment?
Mrs. Fanchot, she lives here.
Madame Fanchot, not in, back 6 o'clock.
Yes, 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 I understand. Oui. You, maid?
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Maid?
You, maid. Dust. So like this, scrub floors. Like this, scrub.
Ah, me scrubber.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not at all. Oh, not you, no. I think you're a little darling, you are. Yes, well. So you haven't got any old rags?
Je ne comprends pas.
Rags. Old clothes.
clothes.
Comment?
Pardon? Oh, God, why can't you speak English? Listen, you, Mrs. Fanshawe, any old clubber, caput, finito. Give them to me for dinero. Me boy, me give you mucho dinero. Ackers. Franks, that's it, Franks. Muchos francos. Well, there must have been something amongst that lot you understood.
No.
No?
No. I do not speak English. Me au pair.
Oh, I get it. You au pair girl.
Oui, oui.
You staying with Mrs. Fanshawe?
Mrs. Fanshawe not in back.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I knows that. Me comprendo. You said that before.
Oh, usted habla español?
Hey.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Nein, nein. Just English, that's all. That's my lot.
Oh, English. C'est très difficile. Difficult.
What, English? Difficult? No, of course it's not. Well, it's easy. There's nothing to it. Didn't I teach it to you at school?
Comment?
No, they couldn't have. Well, it don't look like you've got any old rags. That's a pity, because I wouldn't mind staying here all day. You know, I'd like to get to know you better. You're very lovely. You, lovely.
Me, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. listen. Me promenade with you tonight. Yes? See London. You, me, Piccadilly Circus. Pictures, dinner. Here, me not always dressed like this. Oh, me dead sharp when I'm dressed up. Look, I go home, washo, combo de aero. I get dressed. Here, what time you finish? What time does old Fanny let you off? 6 o'clock. You finish 6 o'clock. Finito.
Oui, oui. 6 o'clock, je serai fini.
Getting somewhere at last. Me see you. See you. Oh, no, look. Look at my watch. 7 o'clock. Seven.
7 heures, oui.
Yes. I'd better be going now. Here. What's your name?
Comment?
Me, Harold. You...
Ah, Monique.
Monique.
Harold.
That's it. And don't you forget Harold. 7 o'clock, eh? 7 o'clock.
Oui. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Now, how am I going to flog this lot? Voodoo equipment. I could label it voodoo it yourself kit, I suppose. Armlets. I'll try them on. Knee bangles. Oh, these look snappy. Spears, that's good. Devil mask. Ooh, just the job. Ooh. Now, let's have a look in the mirror.
That was very good. And there we had dancing for South London, Chief Albert Nematon. Doing the eye life. Over to you, South Midlands. Oh, you've got to pull out all the stops to get the points in this section. Oh, come on, Dad. Take those things off, for God's sake.
Well...
Yeah, what do you think you're playing at? You're a bit old for this sort of caper, aren't you? What was it? A fertility dance or something? Or was you praying for rain?
I didn't hear you come in.
That's no answer.
Here, how long has this been going on? Don't tell me you've been leading a secret life.
Of course I haven't.
But I must say, it's a bit dodgy to me. When you come home unexpectedly and find your old man dressed up like this. I mean, it's a bit of a shaker. If I'd have been a bit younger, it could have walked me for life. Here. You're not in any trouble, are you? I mean, you haven't joined anything, you know? Dancing in the woods, or the old black candles on the graveyards, or anything. Well, it's a bit kinky, isn't it? I mean to say, there's a distinct touch of the Avengers about you sometimes.
Look, a bloke brought a box full of stuff round this afternoon. I'll give him 10 bob for it. I was just having a sort through, that's all. Just trying it on. You got no right to come creeping in like that. Why are you going home this early anyway?
I'm going out tonight.
What? Again?
Yes, again.
You've been out every night this week.
Oh, no.
It's a bird, isn't it?
It's a very charming young lady.
Yeah. If it's gone out with you, it's a bird.
We shall see. We shall see. Now, look, I've unloaded the cart, I've put the horse away, and I've fed him. There's nothing for you to do, so I would deem it a great favour if you would kindly leave the room.
Leave the room? What for?
You mind your own business. Go on. It'll only be for half an hour. Then you can come back. Go on, up to your room. Go on. Come on, come on. Take your witch doctor kit with you. Have a little dance. Cast a few spells or something.
I don't want to go up there. It's cold.
Then get into bed.
I don't want to go into bed. It's too early. It's only 4:30.
Look, I don't care what you do. Just sling your hook. Go on, shoot, shoot, shoot.
Don't
on,
you
shoot
me. Shoot, yeah. What do you think I am, a stray duck? This is my house. I shall go where I like within these four walls. I shall sit here until I choose otherwise. Here I am. Here I stay.
Well, there's no halfway with you, is there? Peaceful coexistence is impossible with you, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be Cold War all the time. I might just as well go the old way. Build the wall, split the house up. Perhaps that would suit you, eh? We could have our own little iron curtain. We could put a wall right through this room, up the middle of the stairs. It would work. Except for the loo. Free access to that. Now, that'll be Checkpoint Charlie.
You're crackers.
Well, anything we would do would be better than the way we go on now.
You ain't building no walls in this house. Bring the value of the property right down, it would. I might want to sell this one day. Shout people over the place with a wall going right up the stairs. They think we was potty.
I was not really considering building a wall. It was an allegorical remark. I was merely trying to illustrate the trend in the way our relationship is developing.
Yeah, you were you? Well, you can keep your allegorical remarks to yourself in future, because I ain't moving.
All right, then, see if I care. You stay here, you won't bother me. I shall just pretend you're not here. I shall ignore you.
What are you going to do? Something daft, I suppose.
I'm not listening.
Oh, God, gramophone records. We're not going through all that over again, are we? All that serious stuff. Aren't there enough of them blowing and scraping on the radio all day without you bringing it home?
There's still time for you to go. I would be more than pleased to wait a few moments if it means that those skinny little legs of yours will carry that dirty little carcass upstairs.
I'm stopping here.
Very well. Then please be quiet. I need to concentrate. Not a word.
Yeah.
Complete silence after I put this needle on. Now, where's the book? Right. Now we can start.
Lesson 1.
Lesson 1. Where's that? Wait. Oh, here it is. Lesson 1.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. That's good morning.
It's a funny record, ain't it?
Shh.
Comment ça va?
Comment ça va? Comment ça va? How are you?
What's all this about?
Would you be quiet?
What are you playing at?
I'm trying to learn French. Now I missed it, haven't I? You yapping away. I'll have to go back and start again.
Yeah.
Très bien, merci.
Très bien, merci. Very well, thank you.
What do you want to learn French for?
I have my reason.
You can't even speak English properly.
Oh, God, look, if you're not going to keep starting and stopping this thing, look, if you don't keep your chopper all shut, I shall fetch you a bunch of fives right out the throat.
Ah, that's nice, isn't it? Very nice. I bet you can't say that in French. Who caught you in that rubbish? How much do you pay for it?
You mind your own business, and it's not rubbish.
Well, what are you going to do when you've learned it? Get it into the common market? Going to go totting round Paris? What's the French for any old rags, bottles and bones, for a start?
I don't know.
Of course you don't know. You won't find it in there either, you great fairy.
Oh. Oh, well. Oh, of course, you are so superior, aren't you? I mean, you know it all, don't you? I mean, you don't have no need for nothing like this. I mean, no doubt you are fluent. That 4 years you spent in France left you completely bilingual, didn't it?
Well,
not to mention the week in a transit camp in Holland. You must have had Dutch off by the Tuesday. And you was in the army of occupation for a few days. I mean, that's taking care of a German. Oh, yes. Must be like the Tower of Babel inside your head.
Yeah, don't talk so daft.
Now, look, Dad, please. I only got an half an hour before I meet Monique, and I've got to get ready.
Who?
Monique.
Ah. So it's a French bird, is it?
Yes, it is.
I see. You can't get an English bird, eh? You have to go out after foreigners.
Oh, God. Run out the flag and send a gunboat. Look, you talk as if I'm making do with a second best.
So you are. English birds are the best. Got more meat on them for a start. Yeah. What do you want to go out with a foreign stuff for?
Oh, really, Father? I mean, your chauvinism is quite laughable in this day and age.
Dummy saucy. Where'd you meet her? In some doorway, I suppose.
Oh.
A striptease dancer or something. They're all the same.
Oh, really, Father? French girls do other things than striptease dancing. Monique is a very lovely girl. She comes from a very high-class family, just outside Verdun, I believe. They've got a chateau. She's an au pair girl, and she's over here to learn English. I am teaching her.
Ah, that should be interesting.
As a matter of fact, her English has improved considerably since she met me.
If she's learning English, what do you want to learn French for?
Because I think that everybody should speak a second language. And besides, there's the peasants to consider. I don't suppose they speak English.
Peasants? What peasants?
Peasants. They're landowners, Dad. They've got vineyards all over the place. They're very well to do. Well, one day, I mean, you never know. One day, I might have to take over the estates. And I would have to know how to deal with the bourgeoisie, wouldn't I?
Take over the estates?
Yes. Oh, you never know how things is going to work out. I may very well be the next Vicomte. When we're married, I shall take a course in vineyard management and that'll be it.
What about me?
Oh, I haven't forgotten you, Dad.
Well, that makes a change.
This is my big surprise. I will take you with me.
Would you?
Shit, I've seen photographs of the chateau and it's very large. Oh, I'm sure we can squeeze you in somewhere. There's a turret at one end. We can bang you up there.
Thanks very much.
And you could make yourself useful. You could go round collecting all the empty bottles.
You got it all worked out, haven't you?
Oh, well, I must admit I am looking into the future a bit, but there's no harm in planning. Oh, she's gorgeous, Dad. I know, she has. She's got it all. You know, the breeding, looks, is intelligent, speaks three languages. Oh, she's marvellous.
You got a bad you have.
I'd marry her if she didn't have any money at all. She's just the sort of girl I've been looking for. I'm in love, Dad.
How about bringing her home here and let me have a look at her?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, one of these days.
What's wrong with tonight?
Tonight?
Well, you're not ashamed of me, are you?
No, no, it's not that, Dad. But, look, behave yourself. Don't let me down in front of her, will you?
Who, me?
Well, you know, nothing about frogs and all that lark.
I promise you, I'll be the soul of discretion. You better go and get ready, you'll be late.
Yes. Okay. But I can still go on with my lesson while I'm changing.
Comment ça va?
Comment ça va? How are you?
Très bien, merci.
Très bien, merci.
Voulez-vous du vin?
Voulez-vous du vin?
Well, son, how do I look?
Oh, very nice. Very smart. You brush your hair.
You won't have hair like mine when you're my age.
That's your best suit, too. Oh, I'm very pleased with you, Father. I don't know if it was necessary to put your medals on, though.
Well, her people and me, we fought side by side, didn't we?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Oh, you've put the Union Jack and the tricolour over the fireplace.
I've crossed them, you see. Effective, isn't it?
That's very good. That is a very nice thought, Peter. Thank you. That's her. Entrees.
Merci.
Father, I would like you to meet Monique. Monique, this is Pierre. That's it. Mon Pierre.
Ah, so this is old Miss Rika.
Oh, go.
You've taught her well, haven't you?
Have I said something wrong?
No. Say hello to Monique, Dad.
Misery guts, eh? Right. Bonsoir, mademoiselle. Enchanté de faire votre connaissance. Voulez-vous boire quelque chose, peut-être?
Ah! Vous parlez français?
Mais oui, bien sûr. Just... Qu'est-ce que vous voulez boire?
N'importe quoi. Qu'est-ce que vous avez?
Venez voir. Whisky, gin, vermouth.
Oh, you did not tell me your father speaks French.
He didn't tell me either, you rotten little...
You watch your language in front of the guests. Voyons, ce qu'il y a. Du vin blanc, Monique?
Oh, oui, du vin blanc, s'il vous plaît.
Et qu'est-ce que vous voulez boire, Harold, mon petit?
Pardon?
What do you want to drink, you great pillock? I thought you were learning French.
I shall pour my own, thank you.
Asseyez-vous.
Merci.
A votre santé.
Santé.
Cheers, Harold.
Yes, well, Monique, we'll go when you have finished that, shall we?
Go? Oh, no. Your father, I like him very much.
Why don't you go and make some coffee, son? Vous voulez du café français? Et après, un cognac.
Oui, merci.
What are you saying to her? I don't trust you.
I asked her if she wanted some coffee and brandy, and she said yes. So
yes,
get it
you...
and mind your own business.
Excusez-moi, Monique.
Je vais faire...
Je vais... Oh, shut up! I don't need any help from you. Je vais faire... You don't want to make me look a right twit, aren't you? Je vais faire... I'm going to make some coffee. I'll get you after. You've been at my French records, haven't you?
Of course I have, and I wasn't only in the trenches, mate. I was billeted in a French village for 6 months. I've been out with French birds as well, you know. That's the way I learned it. Better than records.
All right. I'll go then. But you watch your step.
C'est un idiot. Stupide. J'ai été en France pendant la guerre. 1914, bien sûr.
Vraiment?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Fauberge. Monique Fauberge.
Fauberge? Fauberge?
Oui.
And, where are you born? Où êtes-vous né?
À Saint-Pierre.
Saint-Pierre. Je voudrais vous montrer des photos.
Ah! Mais ça, c'est Saint-Pierre, mon village.
Oui.
But this one, c'est ma grand-mère.
Oh, God.
Mais je ne comprends pas. D'où vient-il, ce photo?
Well, here's the coffee, then.
Harold, c'est fantastique. Your father has this photo. It is my grandmother. Where did you get it? C'est incroyable.
What's going on here? What are you doing with photos of her grandmother?
Harold, I think you ought to pour the brandies out. Large ones.
Oh? Why?
I'm a granddad.
You're what?
I'm a granddad.
You are her granddad?
Yeah.
Mon grand-père?
You better sit down, Harold.
We better all sit down before I knock somebody.
It was It was in 1916. I was billeted in her house at St. Pierre. We got to know each other well. Very well. Her grandmother and me. Well, you know how it is, the glamour of the uniform, two young people frowned together in wartime, in love. We was going to get married, of course.
Oh, of course.
Then, next day, Jerry started a push and I was called to the front. The village was blown up, the people all evacuated, and I never saw her again.
Never saw her again.
I looked for her after the war, found out she had a little girl. That was your mother, Monique. And she thought I was dead, so she got married. So I came home and met Harold's mother, and that was that.
You dirty old man.
Oh, it is so romantic.
Romantic? Have you understood what he just said?
Oh, really? I think so. My grandmother and your father, they make my mother. Oh, c'est bon, c'est l'amour. Ah, grand-père, let me give you a kiss. Harold, du cognac, il faut célébrer. J'ai trouvé mon propre grand-père.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot see anything to celebrate. I find the entire sordid affair wholly repugnant. Look, Monique, I realise this must be a terrible shock to you. I do hope that this awful revelation will not make any difference to us. I hope we can still be friends.
Friends?
We, you and me, the Amy, friends?
Mais bien sûr. Even more so. After all, you are my uncle.
Yes, but not just like that. I was going to ask Judy. Oh, God.
Comment?
Nothing.
She looks like me, don't she? She got my nose. And my eyes.
Yeah. And when she goes home, you're going to get my rotten fist right in.
We drink. A nous tous. À mon grand-père. Et à mon oncle. Mon oncle, Harold.
Go on, Harold. Drink up. You heard what your niece said.
Oh, shut up.
You have been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Gwendolyn Watts as Monique and Ian Burford as the butler. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted by Gail Frederick, and produced by Bobby Jay.